countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, it's been a difficult week for horse racing, but life goes on and racing continues. And Suzanne Campbell has been chatting to a few people this week ahead of Cheltenham, which is coming up, of course. Suzanne, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, Damien, it's been a difficult time for many people in racing. And, you know, also the public at large, who were just appalled by the photo of Irish trainer Gordon Elias sitting on a dead horse that was being shared on social media last week. The investigation into this incident by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, it concluded yesterday evening, as a lot of people heard, and Gordon Elliott's licence was suspended for the year with the final 6 months suspended. And the racing community, I suppose, they feel they want to move forward again with the welfare of the horse being really front and centre of the sport. And I suppose thousands of people this morning, you know, it's just after 8 o'clock, they're already probably on their second lot exercising. They've mucked out, they're tacking up, they're, you know, putting horses on walkers. And really, over 150 Irish horses will be travelling from next week to the Cheltenham Festival over in the Cotswolds. Also about over 100 stable staff, 30-odd jockeys and 30-odd trainers. So I asked trainer Joseph O'Brien, with the festival behind closed doors this year and with the Brexit and COVID difficulties, is there still the same excitement in his yard in Kilkenny as in previous years?
Yeah, absolutely. The Cheltenham Festival is the top week's racing in National Hunt racing of the season. And I suppose a bit of apprehension and a little bit of nerves at the moment, so far as, you know, most of the work is done. And now it's just about the finishing touches going on the horses. Some of them have their last school and their last little breezes before they travel over. So a little bit apprehensive and a little bit of nerves at this stage.
Now, obviously, with COVID, you've staff traveling over. Has that been quite a body of work to get that done?
Yes, all of the Irish people travelling over, the trainers and jockeys are going to be in an Irish bubble and the staff in an Irish bubble. They won't mix with any of the UK-based trainers or staff. The Irish jockeys won't mix with any of the UK jockeys. They have to have 3 COVID tests before travelling. And everybody's in, I think it's called an Irish zone or an Irish bubble, basically. So the horses are separated, completely separate to the UK runners. Mm. So it took an awful lot of organisation and an awful lot of work behind the scenes between the HRI, the IHRB and the BHA in the UK. And, you know, they really had to come together and figure out the logistics of such a big number of people and horses travelling. It is going to be different, but I suppose everything in every walk of life this year has been different. I don't think anyone's life around the world hasn't been touched some way. And like I say, we're lucky that we've been able to keep racing, and it's going to be a fantastic week racing. Although there won't be anyone there, there will be huge numbers of people watching from around the world, and very lucky that we are able to take part there this season, and it promises to be a fantastic week's racing.
Ireland has worked really closely with the UK authorities on keeping the English and Irish staff, trainers and jockeys apart at Cheltenham. And that's really the novel thing about this festival. Irish jockeys will actually even have a separate way room to jockeys living or working in the UK. I talked to Jennifer Pugh. She's a senior medical officer for the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board. And I asked her what preparing the Irish contingent for these extreme COVID protocols, if you like, has been like.
Yeah, so we have a very thorough process, very robust protocols in place. You know, we've been fortunate in this country that the government have given approval since last autumn for the elite sports at international level to continue. And we've seen that with the other sports at international level. And Cheltenham is our biggie. It's our Olympics, if you like. And obviously, slightly different to other team sports, we are at a greater advantage because we're in the outdoors and we're not a contact sport. But it does involve the movement of people because we have both equine and human athletes to consider here. So we have around 25, 26 jockeys who'll be attending the meeting, around 27 or 8 trainers confirmed to travel. There's obviously more trainers with runners, but several are not traveling this year, and the stable staff number is probably going to come in around 100, which is much less than the number of horses we have running. And the yards have been really good to make sure that they limit and that they're really going on a shoestring, really, in terms of the number of people that they need to run things when we get over there. And the protocols, everyone will need a pre-departure test within 72 hours. And that's not a requirement of the UK, but we're testing everybody regardless before they go, just, I suppose, to reassure everybody that we're not sending anybody over who may have active infection. And then when people are in Cheltenham, they'll be required to be tested to allow them to come back into Ireland, because it is a requirement, as you know, to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of coming back to Ireland. And then obviously everyone will be tested again at day 5, which is what the current guidelines recommend, that a negative test at day 5 means you can end your quarantine. And we've had an enhanced testing programme in place for the jockeys, which started last week and will continue this weekend.
And in terms of the staff that go over there, there are going to be separate bubbles. Tell us about that. Team Ireland, if you like, remain together throughout the festival.
Yeah, this is quite unique to racing, because obviously everyone involved is an individual. They go there and as their individual yard. But for the purposes of managing the people in Cheltenham, we are going to be Team Ireland in an Irish bubble. There is an Irish zone at Cheltenham, and that's where everybody will stay for the week. So nobody leaves the Cheltenham site. They don't leave the Irish zone within the Cheltenham site. And we stay there for the entirety of time that you're there to compete. Particularly when you think of Cheltenham taking crowds of 50, 60,000 per day at a meeting, we're only going to have a few hundred people there. So when you spread everybody out and use all of those facilities, it is very manageable and we're very able to keep everybody apart.
In terms of Irish horses going to the UK, you know, I reported on this issue on Countrywide in January, and it was clear then that the early chaos that Brexit was really causing at ports and regarding transport of animals. And, you know, while it was hoped then that the customs issue of having to pay 20% of the value of a horse before it travelled would be cleared up, that is sadly not the case. I talked to Sarah Parsons from Mullins Transport in Kilkenny yesterday. It's one of Ireland's biggest equine transport companies. And not only did they have to get their lorries to the UK to be approved to actually travel in the UK with horses, but their staff also had to do a course in equine travel to operate in the UK, despite them doing this job for years. And also the restrictions and paperwork on bringing Irish horses in is still really prohibitive. So Sarah took me through what's been happening with the Irish Cheltenham runners.
For temporary exports, so like the Cheltenham runners, the horses will have to, first of all, complete the health papers. So they complete the health papers with their local vet, then followed by the department vet. The import system in the UK has to be pre-notified. Then we have to submit the completed health papers to the import system. And that's quite complex in itself, but very much doable. Then there's the second part of it is the customs side. And these horses are being temporarily exported to a third country. The most straightforward option is to export these horses on what's called a carne. And a carne is, you can open it with the Chambers of Commerce here in Dublin, but you have to put the deposit, the bonds down as a 20% of the commercial value of the animal has to be paid in a deposit bonds, so that you can secure that horse. You will go to a third country, but you will also return. And when you return, your bonds will be refunded to you.
So yes. Does that mean that there's trainers with, you know, really high value animals going over and lower value animals? But if I was a trainer, for example, with a runner that was worth 100,000 euro, I still have to pay then 20,000 euro in a bond. I will get it back, but I have to have that money liquid and ready to go to even have the horse compete in the UK.
Yes, you'd have to pay your bonds down as the commercial value. Now, what commercial value is declared on the animal is up to the trainer, up to the owner. It's for them to declare themselves. And you have to have 4 stamps on this carne in order to prove that that horse has been exported and it has returned correctly in order to get your bonds back.
So that's still an incredible, unwieldy situation. I mean, we're sending over 150, 160 perhaps runners from Ireland next week. I can't think of the value that owners and parties must be paying to just even ship them over and have them run.
Exactly. It's a colossal amount of work. And I think everybody was hoping that they were going to get something set up in place of this. But at the minute, they haven't.
No getting away from that Brexit disaster for a lot of different sectors. That was Sarah Parsons from Mullins Transport in Kilkenny chatting there to Suzanne Campbell. Thanks a million, Suzanne, for that report. And let's hope all racing fans now can just get back to enjoying the racing in Cheltenham. Next week, you're listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1.